Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Joe Cocker bringing us back. Crazy, wild, mad dog Englishman, Joe Cocker, 23 after. Thanks for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. I hope you'll check it out and use it to your advantage. It's all free thanks to our corporate partners who help us make it available. We got lots more. We continually work on keeping it updated for you every day we do that. And we got new stuff coming at you. So we'll keep you posted on that. Having a great visit with our good friend Pamela N. Danziger. Pam is the author of Let Them Eat Cake and Why People Buy Things They Don't Need. Also, shopping. Pam, what are the books and tell us how we can find you and your books?
Well, you can visit my website at unitymarketing.com or unitymarketingonline.com, excuse me. And we have tremendous amounts of information about marketing and understanding the mindset of the consumer. And that's, you know, my next book is called Putting the Lux Back in Luxury.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's all about sort of changing this values proposition, making sure that you present the lux, that build the expectations and make sure consumers understand what you're selling.
When's that going to be ready? Because you've been talking about it for a while now, I remember.
The good news is that my business has been busy, so I've been writing
you sound
reports
like me.
And doing research.
You sound like me. I've got two that I'm trying to get out myself. So let's talk about this Lux thing. Lux, yes. if you had said Lux, putting the Lux back in luxury, when you started writing this book, because you've been telling us about it now for a couple of years or so, when you started telling us about that, we would have had a different idea about the Lux and luxury than we do now, wouldn't we? Have we redefined Lux and luxury?
Yeah, well, it's really not about value. It's about values, and it's like positioning your brand and your business around the values that are most important to the consumer. And today, the consumer is really they're a different breed, and they're looking for different sorts of things. So
now, we all know what value is, and we've always I've been selling value all my life, and I've had to because I've never been the cheapest. I've always been more expensive, and whatever I sold, and so I had to sell value, and I learned how to do that, and you can do that. But value is something that people are always going to want. But when you say values, I know what I think it means, but what do you think it means?
Well, values is in the eye of the beholder. I mean, that's really where you have to kind of understand where the value is in the consumer's mind. And value isn't the same, and the values aren't the same for all people. But, you know, there really is there.
Are we
there
is, a is this sense where we, people, we're touching people? Are we touching them?
Beg your pardon?
Are our values touching them in a way that makes them, is it more emotional? What do you mean?
Well, it's about sending the right message that are compelling and resonate with the consumers. I mean, to me, we've seen advertising focus much more, you know, you remember that old saying, you know, sell the sizzle, not the steak.
Right.
You know, but today, people really want the steak.
They don't.
And, you know,
the sizzle
comes
they're
along
disregarding
with it.
They're disregarding the sizzle, aren't they?
The sizzle sells the sizzle comes along with the steak. So we really have to focus our marketing messages on the substance, on the value, what we're really selling, and build those perceptions, build the value proposition in the mind of the consumer.
So what you're saying is there was a time when you could manipulate people a little bit with the hype, and they'd come and they'd buy it even if maybe they didn't need it. And what you're saying today is when people are buying things, they really are only going to buy things that contribute to their lives. They're not just things that they own, as you said in the last segment, you know, things that give them status. They're actually thinking more about the substance of the thing, not the hype of the thing.
Exactly, the substance. So we need to, you know, again, it's not that we want to push it completely back and not sell some sizzle too, but we really need to push it back so that you're getting both, you know, the steak and the sizzle. It's just we need to present the the consumer with information. And this is an information age with the internet. And the more information that helps people be smart shoppers that you can deliver, the better off you're going to be as a marketer. So it's really about presenting the value proposition.
Well, that's go ahead.
It's just presenting that value proposition in a clear and defined way so people can, information to help them be smart shoppers, and then they're going to buy your product or your service. And that's what it's all about.
What you're saying, Pam, is that people are more interested in the thing that you're going to do for them than they are in your marketing messages, your advertising messages. They may find out about you through advertising and through your marketing, but the message they want to hear is not some slogan or some song that sounds more like manipulation than information.
Exactly. They want the meat.
Yeah. Where's the beef, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, I think that's exactly right, and that's what I've been talking about for some time now, and it's the title of my next book that I'm working on right now, Pam, The Age of the Customer. What you're talking about, what you described just now was what I'm calling the age of the customer.
You bet.
And the customer is now in control, and they're making new rules, aren't they?
They certainly are, and we got to play by their rules. Right. They're not playing by ours anymore.
These are things that we can learn about how we operate next year from how people are behaving right now.
Exactly. Let's think about next, Black Friday,
right,
and how we can position our businesses to make the most of next Black Friday,
right,
and rather than worrying about what's happening this year. You know, this
well
year
said,
is done.
Pam Danziger, I got to wrap it up. Thanks for being here. Good
Thanks
job.
Much.
UnityMarketingOnline.com is her website, and find all her books there as well. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.